Okay, again, this is DJ Hughes. Somebody said that we said there were no more than 50 players on the site per day. What we said was there's no more than 50 players on a site at one time. The traffic information per day we give clearly shows it would be over 500 cars per day for the daily use. So just wanted to make sure that was at one time, not one day. Phase two, Deldot, to your point, Mr. Collins, Deldot Plantation Road Project, they don't have their schedule online, so I can pull that up, but it does, I believe, include a roundabout. It's also part of the Henlopen TID that the county's part of. Commissioner Allen, the square foot that we were talking about was based on the daily use with the rec center. The pickleball courts was based on 17, so I probably should have made sure that to remind you of that, and it is in the what was presented to you as well. So that's based on court, not square feet. Also, traffic for the residential, if I had looked at my notes, I had that, so I found it. I did overstate a little bit. It's because 200 singles would be about 2,000, but these, it's 200 condos, multifamily units versus 32 singles. That totals 1537 ADT. When you total the 1055, that comes to 2592. So it's about a 40-60 split as far as the traffic goes. Also, I saw some of the conditions. I think where the speed table hump bump, wherever it is, whatever it's going to be, goes, that's a site plan issue we can work out. I'm trying to think of one where I've seen it in the parking lot. I can't think of that, but I just want to say I think everybody would want a speed hump or a table wherever it goes, not a speed bump, because there's definitely noise associated with speed bumps. Also, got 20 seconds, but I know my daughters play lacrosse tournaments, and every time you go to a website, whether it's when you register or the day of, there's parking maps so where you can, cannot park. We also plan to do that as part of online for registration for tournaments. And I got 2 seconds left, so that'll be it.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, commissioners, have anything else? No, Mr. Sharp?
I just have a couple very quick questions that hopefully the applicant can answer. Mr. Marshall or Mr. Sindelar, we had heard about the vibe and noise concerns. I don't think it was addressed, but I just want to understand, is there going to be any outside loudspeakers or anything with your proposal?
No.
Okay. And then the parking, because we're looking at this, the pool as well as the tournaments. And perhaps this is a better question for Mr. Hughes, but when it comes to parking on tournament days, is how do you envision that parking will interplay with the parking for folks using the pool?
It's designed to be, what's on site is designed in compliance with the code, and there's enough available parking to accommodate all
users. You're meeting the requirements for the usage on the site, is what you're saying, yes.
Okay. I just don't think we had heard that in the record, so I just want to make sure. Those are my only two questions.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just to clarify, the breakdown of how the calculation was calculated is in the site data. I know there were questions about that. But again, for anyone that's opposed, we're available to talk to you. I think if we sat down, we could probably explain to you. Some of it's really hard to understand, candidly, and we're happy to meet with anybody that wants to meet with us, and we can talk about it.
So okay.
I'm sincere in that. My information's online.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And then Kim used to own in there, so she can talk to you about buying and what they disclose.
Yeah, I don't That's think we can do that. It's already closed. Yep. Sorry. Okay. Anybody else on commission? No? All right. I will close the public hearing at this time. Mr. Collins, much pleasure.
Yeah, Madam Chair, regarding CZ2061 Sandy LLC, I move that we defer for further consideration. I would like to get the answer to the question about the disclosures, though, to sellers or buyers, disclosures to buyers.
I think that would need to be a motion to keep the record open for a limited purpose, and you would need to be very specific about what it is and what that's to come. I will tell you this. I'm not sure who could give that information to you.
And it may have changed over time, right?
Yeah. we've got the records closed, so.
Well, he's getting ready to.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you if you want to have Ms. Sindelar speak to this, but.
I think it could actually be evidence that goes either direction, right?
Okay. I just want to point out, we can get you that information tomorrow or immediately. But I just want to make sure we have a very tight window. I don't want the record to be left open so long that we wouldn't have a recommendation before council.
So if we leave the record open until Friday to get the information in here by Friday,
and
then the record will be closed on Friday?
Yeah, that's fine.
So that would
be do we need to accept additional comments on that information?
I think you're just looking for information.
I'm just looking for information.
But okay. I think you need to be very specific about what the information that you're seeking is.
I specifically want any disclosures that relate to this property that's under consideration for the conditional use, so that we understand transparently what the good folks who've bought in that community were told could happen with that property, to the extent that they're told anything about it at all.
So you're talking about disclosures from the applicant?
Given you were the developer originally, right? No, you were not the original developer. It would have been probably from the original developer. So it would be in original selling documents from...
I will say this. There is... Currently, we have what's called DUCIOA, the Delaware Uniform Common Interest Ownership Act. It took effect in September of 2009. That required a public offering statement for certain communities. It also applied retroactively to some older communities. I have no idea if Plantations fits within that. My guess is it probably meets some, if not all, of those provisions. But there was no public offering statement requirement that was required under Delaware law prior to that date for homeowners. Now, there is a declaration of restrictions, which we do have in the record. I haven't done a title search to see if there's anything else like that in the record, but that is something that would be of record. So if someone was buying a property, they would have known, or should have known, is with the law, how that looks as is constructive knowledge.
And I say this because in 2020, I looked at this community because it is a beautiful community, but that is one of the reasons I didn't buy in the community.
Well, and you know, that may have been a public offering statement that was given at that time.
I had a realtor who was familiar with the situation.
Okay. That gets into perhaps something different. Yeah. We see this where some of those disclosures, the public offering statement is something that the HOA would provide, and a seller would provide as far as information. So a seller would have to give a disclosure notifying as anything that potentially may be considered adverse.
Yeah.
And that's a disclosure that is not public unless it's in a lawsuit. So like on an individual kind of, you know, micro level, that's where that would come from.
Okay. So would it be helpful in our decision or not? If it sounds like maybe it wouldn't be something we would use.
I mean, that's a potential discussion for council or commission, but I think you have what the declaration is.
Okay.
And that's what's there.
All right. Okay, well, with that in mind, then, I move that we defer action on change of zone 2061 Sandy LLC.
Second.
And we are, to be clear, we are not keeping the record open.
We're not going to keep the record open for that.
No. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2061 Sandy LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.